10.5. Legal consequences. The biggest consequence of driving under the influence is that you might injure or kill an innocent person. You can be charged with DWI if you are found to be driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage or controlled substance. Controlled substances include narcotic drugs, barbiturates, model glue, other stimulants taken by swallowing, sniffing, smoking, or by injection, or any other means. 10.5.1 DWI consequences. The following are the consequences you may face if you are convicted of DWI. Depending on the circumstances, you can be charged with either a misdemeanor or a felony. The difference between a misdemeanor and a felony DWI charge is that the felony charge involves an injury or fatality. The terms of probation are mandatory. However, other appropriate terms and conditions may be added at the court's discretion. These are some of the examples of the fines and charges that you may incur if convicted of DWI. As you will see, these can literally ruin your life and cost a significant amount of money in fines. Keep in mind, you can be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, or a combination of alcohol and drugs, or for driving with a BAC of 0.08 or higher, or any detectable amount of alcohol if the driver is a minor. You can also be arrested for less than 0.08 if the officer believes you to be impaired. In all states, a person may be convicted of driving while intoxicated with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08. The penalties include fines, imprisonment, and loss of driving privileges. You can be fined up to $2,000, receive a jail sentence from 3 days to 180 days in jail, and have your driver's license suspended from 90 days to 1 year. Texas law increases the penalty for driving while intoxicated with a child passenger by adding jail time of 180 days up to 2 years. As of September 2011, driving with a BAC of 0.15 or higher is a Class A misdemeanor with a fine of $4,000 and a jail term of up to 1 year. Texas law also closed a loophole so a person who commits an offense as a minor cannot circumvent the driver license penalty if the person turns 21 before their court date. Subsequent conviction can lead to much stiffer fines and jail terms. And if you injure someone causing traumatic brain injury, manslaughter is involved, and you could wind up in the penitentiary. 10.5.2. Financial consequences of DWI, personal and societal. The financial burden a DWI conviction places on you can be as bad, if not worse, than the punishment. Perfect night on the town. Here are some ideas of the perfect night on the town, with approximate total cost. Some people would like a simple night at the movies and a late-night snack afterward. Movie tickets, $18. Popcorn candy, $12. Soda, $11. Fuel car costs, to and from the theater, $5. Coffee dessert, $10. Grand total, $56. As you can see, a simple night out can add up to a lot of cash, but it can really get expensive if you're looking at something more elaborate. Some people may go to a concert with dinner before and the full VIP treatment. Rent a limo, $250, romantic dinner, $120, concert tickets, $150, grand total, $520. An evening like this would be even more expensive if it were a prom or homecoming. The cost of the dress, tuxedo, and corsage would have to be factored in as well. This could add another several hundred dollars to the special event. Grand total for prom or homecoming, $820. Some other people might want to go the low-budget route, go to a convenience store, buy a six-pack of beer, and drink it in the car. By doing something this way, it will cost far less, right? Maybe not, because you will get wasted, make a poor decision, then get pulled over and get a DWI. So let's look at the savings. Beer, $3. But also, fines, $500, charges, $1,200, insurance premiums increased, $3,000, attorney, $1,500, DWI school, $400, time lost from work, $500, grand total, $7,103, savings, $6,283. Hope you get the point. Being convicted of a DWI carries a significant financial penalty. There are good reasons for having strong penalties for DWI offenders. Collisions caused by DWI result in significant costs, not to mention great personal suffering for both the people involved in the crash and society as a whole. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that every injury in an alcohol-related crash costs an average of $99,000. That's $49,000 in monetary costs and $50,000 from loss of quality of life. The average cost of a fatality from an alcohol-related crash is $3.5 million, $1.1 million in monetary costs, and $2.4 million in quality of life losses. Costs of an injury in an alcohol-related crash: monetary costs, $49,000, loss of quality of life, $50,000, total costs, $99,000. costs of a fatality in an alcohol-related crash, monetary costs, $1.1 million, loss of quality of life, $2.4 million, total costs, $3.5 million. That number reflects everyone, impaired drivers as well as innocent people, who are involved in a crash and are killed or seriously injured. It also reflects the suffering of their families. Obviously, impaired driving affects not just the violator, but everyone else involved. In fact, over half of that $114 billion cost is paid for by people other than the impaired driver. And almost 20% of all U.S. auto insurance payments are a result of DWI. Each year, alcohol-related crashes cost the American public over $114 billion. About a third of that is monetary costs, and the other two-thirds is quality-of-life losses. 1. Impaired driving in the United States. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 4 November 2013. NHTSA.gov/people/injury/alcohol/impaired-driving, page 2/US.